Hey there, Stoic Squad. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking inner power and calm. You know, life's a roller coaster, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're doing a loop-de-loop into a pit of uncertainty. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep up? Trust me, I get it. But what if I told you there was a way to not only survive these ups and downs, but actually thrive in the midst of it all? Welcome to Stoic Confidence, where we break down those big, intimidating life challenges into bite-sized pieces you can actually work with. Today, we're diving headfirst into something pretty powerful. Embracing change and emotions. Think about it, our world is constantly shifting. Jobs disappear, relationships evolve, plans go awry, it's a wild ride. But what if, instead of resisting this constant flow, we learn to surf the waves? What if we could harness the power of those swirling emotions, turn them into fuel for growth, and actually feel more confident in the midst of it all? That's exactly what we're going to explore today. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate change with grace and authenticity. First off, let's ditch the idea that change is bad. Change is simply a constant. It's as natural as a season's changing or a plant growing. Trying to resist it is like trying to stop a river from flowing, it's just not gonna happen. Instead, try viewing change as an opportunity for growth. A chance to learn something new, step outside your comfort zone, and become a more resilient version of yourself. Think of those awkward teenage years, you wouldn't trade that experience for anything, right? You learned who you were, what you valued, and how to navigate the world with newfound confidence. Number 2. Emotions are not the enemy. They are part of the human experience. Feeling sad, angry, frustrated, these emotions are valid and serve a purpose. Suppressing them only leads to bigger explosions down the road. Instead, learn to acknowledge your emotions without judgment. Name them, observe them, and allow yourself to feel them fully. Imagine those emotions like waves crashing on the shore. They come in, they crash, and then they recede. You don't fight the wave, you simply ride it out. Thirdly, remember that you have a choice in how you respond to change. Sure, life throws curveballs, but how you react is entirely up to you. Instead of spiraling into negativity, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to grow stronger? That shift in perspective can be game-changing. Next up, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting Om, though that's awesome if it works for you. It simply means being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When change throws you off balance, take a deep breath, ground yourself in the present, and remind yourself that this too shall pass. Finally, build a support system. We're not meant to go through life alone. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you, and offer a listening ear when you need it most. Think of those close friends or family members who always know how to make you laugh even on the toughest days. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a single mom juggling work, kids, and trying to navigate a divorce. She's overwhelmed, scared, and feeling like she's constantly playing catch-up. Instead of getting swept away by those emotions, Sarah decides to take control. She joins a support group for single parents, allowing herself to share her feelings and learn from others who have been through similar experiences. She starts practicing mindfulness, taking short breaks throughout the day to focus on her breath and find moments of calm amidst the chaos. And she makes time for self-care, something as simple as going for a walk in nature or reading a good book. See the difference? Sarah doesn't let change define her, she embraces it, learns from it, and emerges stronger on the other side. So, remember, change is inevitable. Emotions are valid. You have the power to choose your response. Embrace those shifts with grace, authenticity, and a whole lot of stoic confidence. This week's challenge. What's one small step you can take today to embrace change? Maybe it's trying something new, connecting with someone who inspires you, or simply acknowledging that feeling of discomfort as a signal for growth. Don't forget to share your thoughts on social media and let me know how you're rocking those changes. Until next time, keep that stoic fire burning bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.